if she wished to follow Chaitanya Upasana. She must have learned what is a chaita. In Mahasatipatthana Sutta, 60 types of chaitas are explained. This is 60 types of chaita also, not for all peoples. Not for all people means some chaitas are for those who has attained. For example, Anuttarangwa Chaitan, Anuttarang Chaitan, Dipachanati, Lakotra Chaitan, who did not attain yet Lakotra Chaitas. They cannot contemplate. So whatever we have, we must contemplate. But this Mahasatipatthana Sutta, Chaitanya Upasana has explained for all, including arahants also. They can follow. According to Sila Onda Sutta Onda Sutta, arahants also practice vipassana. You see, Ariya persons, noble persons, if you wish to remain with Sotapatti fruition, first they have to practice vipassana. After that they can attain a plasmapatti. Without a vipassana, cannot attain a plasmapatti. That is the meaning. Whoever wish to enter this Sima Hall must come according to this way, you see, where there is a door. In the same way, whoever, as a noble person, whoever wish to attain the own fruition, plasmapatti, attainment of samapatti, they must go the way of vipassana. Through vipassana have to approach. Vipassana is the gate of plasmapatti, the gate of path and fruition, you see. First time, without approaching vipassana, cannot attain mecca path, cannot attain fruition. After that, after become Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant, if he wish to attain his fruition, he must go through vipassana gate. Vipassana therefore necessary. Without approaching vipassana, cannot attain. As you know, the object of vipassana is only nama rupa. Therefore, Chaitanya Upasana, especially for vipassana, the Buddha has explained Chaitanya Upasana. Object of vipassana here is a nama, chaita, consciousness. When you practice vipassana, there are two kinds of object. If you have a nama, if you choose nama or rupa, or both the nama rupa. So first we must know the object of vipassana is nama rupa. Nama rupa means not belong to Supramande, not Lokottara, Lokiya nama rupa. Exactly, Lokiya nama rupa. Nama rupa is the object of vipassana. To find out nama rupa is there are two aspects. First, if you wish to find nama, you must find true characteristic. Nama rupa has two different characteristics. First is sabhava lakkhana, sabhava lakkhana. Individual characteristic, sabhava lakkhana. Through sabhava lakkhana, you can find a nama-rupa object. What is a sabhava lakkhana, individual characteristic? Softness, hardness is other elements, sabhava lakkhana. Other elements, between other elements, sabhava lakkhana is softness and hardness. In Bali it is called kakkala lakkhana, becomes solid. Softness and hardness. Contact with the object, mind and the object, is the sabhava lakkhana of pasa. Pusana lakkhana paso. That is individual characteristic. Vedana has its individual characteristic at its feeling. Feeling is a characteristic of Vedana. To realize individual characteristic is to realize the Dhamma. That is a sabhava lakkhana. Every Dhamma has its own characteristic. That is individual characteristic. Pali sabhava lakkhana. Sabhava means own nature or individual. Lakkhana means a characteristic. Every Dhamma has own characteristic. What is Chitta's characteristic? Individual characteristic. Chitta's individual characteristic is in awareness of object. Awareness of an object. That is characteristic of Chitta. So every phenomenon has its individual characteristic. As a vipassana practitioner, vipassana yogi, must try to find the individual characteristic. That is the first point. If you cannot find the individual characteristic or phenomena, vipassana cannot continue. Because of vipassana's, first vipassana's foundation is the individual characteristic of mind and matter. If you find out the individual characteristic of mind and matter, you have the knowledge of analytical knowledge of mind and matter, nama rupa pricchira. That is not really vipassana. Only foundations of vipassana. Foundations of vipassana. Without a foundation, don't try to establish vipassana. Foundations are important. If you wish to construct a building, then must have foundation. So vipassana practice also have foundation. First, try to find the object through individual characteristic. After that, you will understand the cause of nama-rupa. That is knowledge of causality. Paccaya-prekha. After that, you realize another characteristic, That is a goal, samanya lakkhana. Universal characteristic. Samanya lakkhana, universal characteristic. The first is individual characteristic, sabhava lakkhana. Then, from sabhava lakkhana, he find out the samanya lakkhana. That is universal characteristic. There are two types of characteristic. Sabhava lakkhana, individual characteristic is the foundation. Samanya lakkhana is real the objects of vipassana. Real vipassana object. Real object of vipassana. Universal characteristic. Universal characteristic samanya lakkhana is anicca, dukkha, anatta. If you find anicca, dukkha, anatta, if you realize anicca, dukkha, anatta, you enter the vipassana. As long as you cannot find the natures of anicca, dukkha, the characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta, you are not yet vipassana. So, two characteristic. Every Dhamma has two characteristic. Patavi are the element that is the object of vipassana, that is ultimate reality. This patavi has two characteristic. One is individual characteristic. The second is universal characteristic. What is individual characteristic of patavi? Softness, hardness. That is a patavi's individual characteristic. What is a universal characteristic? Patavi, other element is not permanent, impermanent, suffering, non-soul. Oh, this is a universal characteristic of patavi. First, we must work in vipassana practice with sabhava lakkhana, individual characteristic. The second must work with universal characteristic, samanya lakkhana. By concentrating, by mindfulness, by concentration, individual characteristic, we can find universal characteristic. First, we must try to find individual characteristics, sabhava lakkhana. Then concentration, mindfulness, effort, right thought, right understanding, harmoniously work, then found universal characteristic. Since you find universal characteristic, you are entered vipassana. You are online vipassana at that time. Otherwise, you are not real vipassana. So chaitas, individual characteristic, sabhava lakkhana is awareness of an object. Chaitas, universal characteristic or samanya lakkhana is anicca, dukkha, anatta. Chaita has rise and fall, impermanent, therefore suffering. We cannot control it. We have no power to control it. therefore anatta. To see that, that is vipassana. Seeing in different ways, vipassana. Seeing things in different ways. So citta nupassana, first citta the Buddha, in citta nupassana the Buddha has explained six pair, couple consciousness. Eight pair of consciousness explained. Eight multiplied by two, 60 type of consciousness explained. What is the first pair? You have a study in Abhidhamma, Lobha Mula Chaitas. The Buddha said, Saragangwa Chaitan, Saraga Chaitan, Di Pachanati. Then, Vidaragangwa Chaitan, Vidaraga Chaitan, Di Pachanati. There is one to say, citta with the craving, citta without the craving. Two. Saraga citta means citta with the craving. Vitaraga citta is citta without the craving. So, in 89 citta or 89 cittas, according to Abhidhamma, citta with the cravings, how many will be? Only eight, you see. Eight citta with the cravings, only eight. According to Abhidhamma, we have to know about that. Mahasatipatthana Sutta said, cha saraga citta. Vitaraga citta is not with the craving, that is without the craving. The others, you see. 89, 81. A minus 81. 81 chaitas are vidaraga chaitas, without a craving. First, we must differentiate our consciousness. That is the meaning. On seeing visible object, with our eye. This visible object is desirable, lovable, pleasant,